Hi, you're listening to the DJMCloud.com podcast with me, Daniel J. McKeown. Today is June 11th, 2012, as I record, and in this episode, number 34, I'm going to talk about the new album that Jessica and I have made. Our band is called Neener, and the album is called Neener 2. And to go with the new album, I've made a new video. It's 13 minutes of Jessica and me around Chicago and Cleveland. It's some clips of the birds flying, and we also talk about making music. And you can find that video at pacificpelican.us/podcast.
No snitching.
An album that is very influenced by 90s alternative rock. Maybe in a way that's sort of at the core of the Neener aesthetic. And of course, Jessica and I, the years we've known each other, we've both introduced each other to a lot of good electronic artists, and we would see some good electronic shows like Fetty Legrand, Sander Kleinenberg, and others in San Francisco when we were living there. And I think that there's a lot of influences that combine to help create the context for Neener's music. Jessica has a lot of writing talent, and she has a beautiful voice, and she has a great deal of creativity. So when we collaborate on the musical side, she has a lot of interesting ideas. And when she writes lyrics and sings, it's incredible. So I think that really helps to round out our sound. We have some female vocals, we have male vocals, we have stuff that's very filtered and distorted. We have a lot of vocals, especially a number of tracks by Jessica that I largely left alone.
Storm in the ocean.
Waves
down into the ocean.
Well, we experimented with some different tools and techniques in this album. Now, I do even sing about the Pacific Shores earlier, and then Jessica talks about the ocean here, so it seemed right to have some sounds at the end that would maybe suggest the ocean. You can download the album Neener 2 for free at our website, blogs.sf3am.com/Neener. And Neener is just spelled N-E-E-N-E-R. I used my Telecaster and my Les Paul together in some songs, like the song that you just heard. And I often like trying different tunings. I tried a tuning that's sometimes referred to as a Celtic tuning, and I made a song with the guitar set up like that, but that song became a B-side. It was called Dublin, but it didn't make it on the album. I also sometimes experiment with drop D, and though there aren't any songs on the album that are in drop D, I was just playing a little bit of guitar with Jessica and showing her drop D few days ago, and that was pretty fun. Two most lyrically inspired songs on the Neener 2 album are the bookends to the album that Jessica wrote the lyrics for. Here Comes the Revolution, with its classic line, "Stand up for your rights, stand up and fight." I think that's awesome. And then Jessica wrote really cool lyrics for Saltwater. And if you want to hear Jessica talk a little bit about the songwriting process that we have, you can check out DJMCloud.com podcast number 28. In the video, most of the footage was shot in the Cleveland area. There is a little bit from Chicago, and there's a part where there's a ruptured fire hydrant. In the background, you can actually, if you look really carefully, you can see that it's the Chicago Skyway. We were driving that way through northern Indiana, where you go near the Skyway, but north of it. Thank you. Jessica and I have pet birds. We have parakeets, Dodger, Bell, and Sparty are their names. And we also have a song on the album where they're not just in the background, but the song is about them. It's called My Birds. And it's about those three birds, and also in memory of Stryker and Ava, two other birds we've had. And we really enjoy sometimes when they play with their toys and they make different sounds. Like here at the beginning of My Birds, we have them tweeting, and I multi-tracked it a bit, but it's basically just the sound of them tweeting and chatting. And then there's also the bell ringing. And there was a point when Sparty was really interested in this toy that she had in her cage, and she kept shaking the bell. The song My Birds is one of those that combines influences of hip-hop and electric guitar, you know, rock style, and then also a little bit of electronic style, too. Well, I also have a song that's a little more of a straightforward hip-hop song. It's called Seattle Public Transit.
Even though it's Seattle, it's still public transportation, and you gotta be concerned about all that public urination, and no one wants to ride with a bunch of stinking goons, and whatever happened to saving energy? Why don't we take transit to the moon? Everybody, it's...
So I actually enjoy rapping. It's something that I do because I like making beats, and then, you know, I like having someone to put down some rhymes for me. But sometimes you want to give some form to the song. Maybe you'll find a better MC later, but you want to give a song, you know, get a song further along. So you try putting a, you know, a track on there. I haven't rapped in a long time. You know, something I did, you know, when I was like a college student. I not often, but, you know, and it's something that, you know, I actually kind of enjoy doing because people on the streets talk. Let's just put it that way. There are people out there that still talk about some of the rapping I did, you know, decade ago or more, and I like to show that you know, I still have a lot of game left, mainly just kind of as a joke that maybe only a few people get, but I enjoy it. And actually the Seattle Public Transit song is completely improvised. I actually just said all that stuff off the top of my head in one take when Jessica and I were visiting Seattle last December. And, you know, it's not a great rap, but I probably wouldn't have come up with a better one if I had tried a few more times. So I just decided to use that one. And originally I had it in a pretty straightforward mix, but I decided to use a little bit of the feature in GarageBand that basically corrects rhythm. And I guess I was a little surprised that it didn't really change too much of what I had done, but you can hear once or twice when words get extended a little bit, you know, if you listen to
Dinosaur.
The whole song.
Sleeps on the floor. He listens to what's going on underground.
Well, we're going to hear a little bit of an interview I did with Jessica when I was making the video for PacificPelican.us/podcast. And Jessica has some interesting insights about the music. And so we'll hear her after we hear the rest of Sleeps on the Floor.
To the underbelly of conversation starts. Just don't wake the dinosaur.
The MIDI keyboard is really fun when you actually want to play like a series, like really play the piano. And you can kind of play certain notes. It's just got that classic, familiar feel to it. With the iPad, it's a little bit more of like using it to make beats and to make sounds, and then you put those sounds together to kind of make, you know, music. Where I think with the keyboard, you can kind of start to... I make music a little bit more instantaneously with the keyboard. Plus, I think it's kind of fun to just kind of jam out. Like, you can just play a bunch of different sounds a lot easier. With the iPad, it's more track by track. Here comes the revolution. So we use a lot of different digital devices and some more classic instruments to, you know, get the sounds that we have on this album. So it's a good mix of different stuff.
This has been the DJMCloud.com podcast. Episode number 34. Get the show notes at djmcloud.com. Look for episode 34. And you can subscribe to our podcast. If you want to send us some feedback, send an email to djmcloud@sf3am.com. Download the Neater 2 album by Jessica and me at blogs.sf3am.com/Neater.